The video you're about to watch presents fictional accounts of sexual relationships at leisure time. We believe that sex is an important aspect of adult relationships.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If it had Mickey piss, we should sell that. Mickey piss. Oh, de toilette. Mickey piece. With one S and a little like
pipi.
French pipi. Mickey pipi. Oh, de Mickey pipi. Oh, de pipi de Mickey. Oh, Brian, what's that smell? It's the pee of Mickey. I looked up online. It was a cul-de-sac. So I literally drove around the opposite side. Like I was in Europe. I was driving around the left side. So I would park so he couldn't see the other side of the car.
Oh, yeah. I've done it too, actually. I got a huge scrape on the side of my car and was like,
I'd rather the money. I already paid the car off. What am I going to do? Yeah, I don't want to put $4,000 into a car that's worth $1,000. I'm not going to do
that.
I
have those poles at the gas station, those stupid poles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why do they have those?
For people like you to hit. It's better than stupid poles in the gas tank. That's what they figure.
I guess so.
And then we move on to the main course, which is a 2x4.
Stuffed. She's stuffed drywall.
She's drywall stuffed 2x4, baked in the oven at 400 degrees in parchment paper. We serve it. We bring it to the table. I cut it open. You get the essence of the drywall and the 2x4. It is delicious. That is soaked in a screw au jus.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Here's another episode of The Commercial Break! I am Brian Green. This is the Director of Interactive Services, Chrissy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe, including and up to someone who is bravely still downloading our show from Kiev, Ukraine.
That's right.
As all holy hell breaks loose in that country, it is unbelievable to me. I'm obsessed with this 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
Right.
That are in Kiev and apparently Odessa. At least that's where the downloads are being reported from. Now, I don't know that they're real people behind that, or it's just a device that's auto-downloading
our
show. Right,
routing it through there. But.
Yeah, but it's showing downloads from yesterday, and while this, you know, this is just a snapshot in time, all holy hell is about to break loose in Kiev, or already is, mm-hmm. And these people are bravely, you are bravely downloading our show, if you are downloading our show, he or she, whoever you may be, give them fucking hell. Give them fucking hell.
Yes.
Tell them TCB sent you. Fucking shove it right up Putin's ass. What an asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
He's lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And on to bigger and brighter things. We'll give you a break from all of the World War III drama. Yeah. We'll be here right with you, right on the front lines of World War III, laughing all the way to hell. I have found the perfume that I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Ooh. I love perfume.
You know, perfume is a good gift to give your best friend when she's married.
Yes. Yes. Lingerie and perfume.
I already gave you some lingerie earlier this week. Look out for TCB's special episode on YouTube.
Yeah, that was for my birthday.
Chrissy's Tits, episode 3949. This is right up my alley. It's a perfume being made by the French, of course. By Idaho, Parfum. But by a parfume by a French company, and it's called Frites. And it is intended to smell
like fries,
like French fries being cooked.
You are kidding me. Well, that's one of my favorite foods.
Line up the fatties. So, here we go.
Perfect.
I know. Fucking A, right.
I mean, French it's one of my favorite fries. Foods.
I love French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Anything fried, really. And, you know,
yeah, exactly.
I'm a salty fried person. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I know you are. And I am too. Mm-hmm. And I think most people are.
I don't know. A lot of people are very sweets oriented. And I think you're kind of one or the other.
I think most people are attracted to the scent, if not the taste, of frying food.
Right.
It's like it's something in our deep, like primordial brains.
You don't say that of these fried foods have caught on.
I was watching this video of I don't know what it's, world's best eater, biggest man, whatever. Yeah. We should ask Will the Champ about this. He would know. He's a competitive eater.
but you know, Fair Foods, whatever one of these stupid shows is on these stupid cooking channels that just run like crazy shows about crazy fattening foods all day long.
Yeah, the foods they eat is just nuts.
Insane. Yeah. So this guy was going around to the fairs and they were literally dipping Snickers bars in fry
oil. Fairs, they will fry it all.
That's insane. Anything.
Yeah.
A fucking deep fried Snickers bar? Mm-hmm. That sounds incredible. First of all, it sounds gross to me. I don't think I'd want that. But apparently they sell out of these everywhere that they go. We have the air fryer here.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah. And so the air fryer is wonderful at frying things, I guess, all natural, although it's, to me, it tastes just as fatty as anything else that I'm cooking.
Well, it works with some things, not with other things. I've tried to do a couple of things in the air fryer, and it's like, didn't quite turn out.
What we love around here are the burgers, right? Astrid makes a good burger. Okay, so then she air fries them.
Really?
Which brings out a ton of flavor. That. It's so delicious.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Unfortunately, it sends the fire department here every single time.
It's the smoke.
The other day, we knew that the smoke was coming. So we opened up all the windows. But for some reason, even though the kitchen is way down on one end of the house and my bedroom is on the other end of the house, if Astrid starts cooking something, you smell it first in my bedroom, not in the kitchen. It's so fucking strange. It's like, I don't trust those guys to put in my HVAC system. I want my money back. But eventually, the smoke comes down the hallway, and then inevitably, every time we cook burgers, there is an alarm that goes off. Drives my children crazy. You can only imagine how Blue reacts to a fire alarm going off. But then it's connected to the central alarm system. Uh-huh. And about 2 weeks ago, we were cooking burgers. It goes off. We don't think anything of it. We just run down the hallway with the broomstick and poke it and prod it. And
fanning.
Yeah.
Fanning it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my kids are singing Frozen with their ears covered, let it go, let it go. Don't think anything of it. 3 minutes after the alarm was turned off, there are two fire engines literally parked across my grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. The door, bump, 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 bump. Like only a police officer or a firefighter would. And I look out the window and it's two firefighters carrying their oxygen masks and everything. I'm like, holy shit.
Wow.
Is my house on fire?
At least they responded.
They did. They responded because I forgot to turn the alarm off. But that's it. So anyway, you can now get this French fried smelling parfume.
As much as I love French fries, I don't know that I want to smell like them.
Looking for a last minute Valentine's Day gift? This was a couple weeks ago. The French fry lover in you may go head over heels for this one. Give this guy a raise. A new perfume from the Idaho Potato Commission says, yes, you read that right. Idaho Potato Commission purports to give off the aroma of French fries in all their greasy, salty splendor. It's like,
wow.
There will be people
who buy this. I would just be hungry all the day if I wore that. I'd try to nibble on my finger. I would start chewing my nails.
Yeah, I wonder if this would have worked when I was single. Like, just wear a little French fry perfume and start walking around the bar at like 3 a.m. Right. I would attract the.
Yes, you would.
I would know I'd get to sleep with somebody every night.
I'm not always so good.
Yeah, guys and girls.
I'm so
guys,
hungry.
Girls, dogs, horses.
Hungry for you.
I'm hungry for you. You smell like Waffle House. I think they need to make a Waffle House scent and then forget about it. Yes. You'd be running train every single night. This is $1.89 per 1.7 ounce bottle, according to the commission's website. They sold out.
Well,
you
have to at least try it.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, this is the kind of stuff you find at Walmart.
Are they going to? Oh, it's at Walmart. I was going to say, are they at department stores with the ladies with the perfume?
French fry?
Excuse me,
French
ma'am.
Fry? French fry? Yeah. Jean Lancelot? French fry? Chicken tender?
The key would be to give out French fries as a little sample with the perfume.
Well, it's the ultimate marketing ploy, I think. Here. Yeah. You know, this is the kind of thing that ends up at the Walmart little ladies counter, right?
Right.
But they sold out, and it was only available on their website. You know, every time I go to Walmart and I see that damn jewelry section, and I'm not making fun of people who shop at Walmart.
No.
I shop at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not sure, Walmart does a good job of giving you things cheap.
Yes.
Right? And that's why we shop on Amazon and Target and all these other places.
Mm-hmm.
But I just always am wondering, who is the target consumer for the engagement rings at the Walmart counter?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there are people who do it, certainly. But then they have all these perfumes. So one day, as a gift, like a stocking stuffer on Matty's first birthday, I was in Walmart and I just happened to be walking by that counter and I saw a Mickey Mouse head on one of the bottles. And it was Mickey Mouse.
Mickey!
Yeah.
Anything Mickey.
Anything Mickey.
Anything Disney.
I was so excited by this. I was like, I'm going to get this for Matty. He's going to love it. You know, he'll keep it when he gets older. This,
cherish
you it. You can drive away a pack of rabid mapache with this shit. It smells like rancid horse piss, and it is so fucking strong that you can't even open the top off the bottle. You can literally smell it miles away.
Wow.
It is disgusting. And
it may actually be horse piss.
It probably is horse piss.
The way to go, company, for being, you know, green, friendly, reusing.
Reusing that horse piss. Well, it's like deer pee. You know, lots of people buy that shit. I had an uncle-in-law one time, you know, he bought that stuff by the gallon.
Why? What do you use it for?
Deer piss?
Yeah.
You rub it up against you, and that way the deer can't smell you when you're hunting them.
Oh, it's a hunting thing.
Yeah, it's like
a...
That's
why I don't know about it.
But I mean it's rubbing yourself in deer piss is not exactly my idea of a fun Saturday morning, but I know that there are lots of people...
But what if it had Mickey as somehow associated with it?
If it had Mickey piss, we should sell that. Mickey piss. Eau de toilette. Mickey piece. With one S and a little like
pipi.
French pipi. Mickey pipi. Eau de Mickey pipi. Eau de pipi de Mickey. Oh, Brian, what's that smell? It's the pee of Mickey.
I've gone full Disney.
I'm into some kinky shit, man.
I've gone full Disney. Immersive. Literally.
I have this little thing I attach to my anus, and when I poop, it poops out Mickey-shaped shit. And that way, when I look
like
at my own poop.
Like a cookie cutter.
I like a cookie cutter.
A poop cutter.
It's a Mickey shit cutter. What do you want?
Oh, my God.
It's this machine that just slices my shit in Mickey-shaped parts. Mickey My kids love it. It's fun for the whole family.
Right. Come look.
Oh, that goes along with my Mickey piss scented shampoo. And then, you know, when my kids vomit, I spray a little Mickey vomit spray on there, and everything smells better.
Yeah.
That's how it works. We're 100% in for Disney. I tried to get a bottle of this so that we could see what it smelled like, but it is on back order.
Mm.
It's like $15 with shipping and handling.
Yeah.
So if they make any more, then I'll try and get a bottle and see if this actually smells. Because, you know, a lot of times they purport that these things smell like it, and it doesn't really smell
like the vagina candle.
Oh, my God. The vagina candle. That just sounds nasty. Like, I'm sorry. I love the smell of a vagina as much as the next guy, but under certain circumstances, in certain places, I don't want to smell that.
Not festival.
When I'm walking now.
Festival.
You don't want festival vagina anywhere near you. That's there's a reason. There's a reason why people have sex on the first day of the festival and very rarely on the fifth day of the festival, because the stank ass is at 11, and you know, things get musky down there, and you're just kind of giving yourself a French shower.
But if everybody is musky, then you're kind of like, is it me or is it you? Who cares?
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
we're on drugs.
Yeah, the drugs just take it all away. But that's the thing too, is you got limp dick because of all the drugs. I mean, no one wants to have sex on LSD. It just gets weird.
Yes, true.
Yeah. You're turning into a monster. Eating my penis. I went to a festival one time and they had the showers, which is a rare thing at some of these, like, you know, sideshow festivals that I have been to a lot of.
Yes.
And they had, it's like a big,
like a portable type. Like a porta potty, but a shower.
No, it was handmade. No.
Oh,
There was no top on it. It was, they took like blue tarp.
Yeah.
And they made like a 50 by 50 square. And then
put a green garden hose.
Basically, they had a big tank of water.
Uh-huh.
And then they put like 12 shower heads on one side, divided it by this blue curtain, put 12 shower heads on the other side. So there was no, when you walked into the shower, there was no sign saying man or woman. There was no dividers between the shower
heads. Do you really need that at that point?
No, you don't. And that's the thing. Like day number one, you're like, I don't know if I really, you know, some people wear bathing suits and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But you're like, I don't know if I really want to, you know, I'm not shy. So I took a shower on the later in the day, in the first day. But by day number three, no one gives a shit. The entire place is muddy. You're getting more dirty than you are clean. You're just going in there to see everybody else's tits and zick. You're just going in there to size everybody up or to wash your ass, because, you know, that's another thing. When your festival shit is one you can hold, you're like, I know I'm not gonna shit for 3 days. I just better not eat any you know, deep fried Snickers bars at this festival, because I didn't bring my Mickey shit cutter.
Right.
But if I did, I could always cover it up with my Mickey pee-pee.
Yeah.
Oh, day Mickey pee-pee.
That's what I was gonna say. You have to carry that with you.
Speaking of weird things, I thought I'd bring back a fan favorite. We haven't done it this season yet. I had some people over on Saturday, and it just so happens that TLC was on the TV. I don't know how that happened.
Right, that's a fluke. It was a total fluke.
Normally, TLC wouldn't be on my TV.
No,
but
never.
For some reason, I had TLC on the TV. I turned it on, turned on the TV for the kids, and then TLC was on. But then I quickly told the kids that they could not watch what they wanted to watch because on TLC was My Strange Addiction, which very rarely plays on the television, but it's one of my favorite things to watch online is My Strange Addiction because there are some fucking weird people out there, and the things that they're into, God love them. As long as you're not hurting anybody, God love you, but there
it
are
It seems
some,
like they're hurting themselves is the thing.
It's always that. Like, TLC tries to make it into this, like, redemption story, almost like intervention for people who fuck plastic dolphins or something. It's like, no one gives a shit. They don't give a shit. You don't give a shit. No one gives a shit. I don't. That part of the story is uninteresting to me. I don't want redemption. I just want them to keep fucking the, you know.
Just keep doing the weird thing.
Keep fucking the house plants. I don't really give a shit. Yes. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just interested in
Attack
seeing.
Fern.
Attack Fern. Fuck me, Fern. Get in this asshole right now, Fern. See how far you could go. And I found a couple that I think are well, this is actually from the show that I watched the other day. I thought both of these storylines were absolutely fascinating. And I'd like to share, if you don't mind, I'd like to share.
I would love to see
this.
Okay,
you ready?
Because I don't actually watch it, so I count on you to fill me in.
I am going to first show you. Let's show you. This guy is in love with his car. He's an objectophile. Remember, we did objectophiles last season. And to get you up to speed for those of
that
you.
That was the Eiffel Tower one?
Yeah, the people who.
Yeah, and the Nyok roller coaster.
347. Oh, Nyok 347.
Yeah.
Pour your grease all over my labia lips. Remember that lady
who
was like making love?
She was getting underneath.
She was getting
coaster.
Underneath. And like breaking its, like cutting its line so she could get grease all over her. And she was like rubbing it on her tits. And she's like, oh, you smell exactly how I imagined you to smell. How exactly do you imagine a roller coaster to smell? Probably like the French fry perfume. Hey everybody, it's that time inside the commercial break when we take a commercial break, and I have some exciting news for you. Chrissy and I are going to be starting a series where we play a number of games here on the podcast, and we want you involved. If you're interested, leave us a message at one of two places. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us form, and drop us an email. Or you can leave a text message or a voicemail on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. I'm not going to get into what games we're playing, but we're going to be playing a lot of them, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/The Commercial Break for content you cannot get anywhere else. We put out clips on both Instagram and YouTube every single day. And on YouTube, we have a series called In the Studio. It's filmed exclusively for YouTube, so you can only get it there. Subscribe if you like the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. People are texting us and leaving us messages asking us how they can best support the show. One of two or both ways. Number one, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We certainly would appreciate it, and it helps us grow the audience of the show, which then in turn makes our sponsors happy. If you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, if you could use the specialized URLs or discount codes that we give away on air, it gives you free shit, and it tells our sponsors we're doing a good job. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is now the new schedule. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about that, go ahead and hit us up on that 661-237-8296 number, and I'll let you know how I feel about you letting us know how you feel. And now, a word from said sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So this guy's an objectophile. This is a real condition diagnosed only for like 30 people in the entire history of the universe. Only 30 people have actually been diagnosed, actual objectophiles.
That's good to know.
It's really good to know. It's a very, yeah,
better.
There's not a bunch of people.
I feel better now.
Running around fucking your gutters.
Yes.
This guy apparently is one of them, or so it says. Mm-hmm. So just take it all with a grain. It is okay. Some, you know, shoddily produced TLC program. Just take it all with a grain of salt.
I think hold on, before we start, that the Monster Hunter people need to use the TLC camera people.
Oh, yeah. Because the camera
they catch everything.
They get everything. They got this guy literally tongue-kissing his car.
Right.
TLC can't get one monster. Monster Hunters can't get one fucking photograph of Bigfoot. It's unbelievable. I think they are the same camera people, too. I'm sure of it. I'm sure it's the same production company running around doing this for everybody. All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
My strange addiction.
Royal Arkansas.
Now, I'm sorry. I know it's a fucking trope. I know it's a trope. And I don't mean to single anybody out. But why are these people always from random places? Did you never see one like, I mean, occasionally you do. But yeah. You don't see the guy that like fucking a car in Chicago, Illinois, right?
Who's got an advertising job.
Yeah.
The big ad man.
He's an executive at Uber.
Right.
you never know.
You never
executive
know.
At Uber.
Closed doors.
Yeah.
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old. And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Why does this not surprise me?
He is making out with the car. Yeah. Bumper underneath it.
He is literally laying underneath the car with his head popped up in the front of the bumper. Like he just got run over by his own car.
Is that Christine? The Stephen King car?
That was an awful movie that was. Or like that show, like that one, Trucks, where the trucks took over.
Jeff and I watched the worst Stephen King. This is a side note, but now I'm curious as to what other people maybe think is the worst Stephen King movie. It just happened to come on one day. We were kind of lounging around in a hotel, and we thought, I said, it's Stephen King. I love Stephen King books.
Okay.
Love them. Thinner.
Oh,
it came on. You don't.
Is it like about people that get skinny and
then
die?
Yeah, there's a curse that's been put on him.
Oh, that sounds like anorexia. Is it already like a real disease?
Sorry, that was a total side note, but yeah.
Okay, for those of you, by the way, you can watch this youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to add the visuals to it. We put out clips every single day of the week. Here you go.
Morning, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Handsome man.
Hey, baby.
You're a handsome man.
Oh, you're a handsome man. So there's a twist in this story.
Yes.
He is gay.
Uh-huh.
With objectophile.
The car.
With the car that he identifies mm-hmm. as a man. And, you know, he walks right outside and he says good morning to his lover. I think this is really nice. Flash your headlights for me.
It takes totally something different if you're a woman.
I wonder if he actually fucks the tailpipe. Ooh. Or he's like inside the car, like doing the glove box or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I bet things get weird when the cameras aren't rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car.
Well, how's the car going to cheat?
How's the car going to know?
How's the car going to cheat?
Yeah, how's the car going to know?
Like, yeah,
I don't
the car's
know.
Running around, squealing around.
Look at the ass on that 1996 Honda Accord. I was in love with my car once. It was a 1992 Honda Accord without a hood.
What did you do to that hood?
Do you remember that car that I had? And for 2 years, I drove it around and it didn't have a left side of the front. Yes. It was just like a tire and two windshield wipers. Oh, man. I was impressed with the ladies.
Good times.
Yeah. I just hoped that whichever hot girl was looking at me was looking at me from
at the other side,
the other side of the car. Sometimes I'd pull up on purpose. Right. I remember I had a job interview once, yes. And the company was like a startup company. So the job interview was at the president of the company's house. Mm-hmm. And I looked up online. It was a cul-de-sac. So I literally drove around the opposite side. Like I was in Europe. I was driving around the left side. So I would park so he couldn't see the other side of the car. Oh, yeah.
I've done it too, actually. I got a huge scrape on the side of my car and was like,
I'd rather the money. I already paid the car off. Yeah, what am I going to do? Yeah, I don't want to put $4,000 into a car that's worth $1,000. I'm not going to do
that.
I
had one of those poles at the gas station, those stupid poles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why do they have those?
For people like you to hit. It's better than stupid poles in the gas tank. That's what they figured.
I guess so.
Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
That's where all the hot cars hang out.
It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build model cars. But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
Chase.
That's the name of the
car.
That's the name of the car of Puppy Dog Pals.
Oh my gosh.
Chase. This guy is, listen, I understand it's a condition. And I'm sure this must be some form of autism, right? You would think. Or like, it's got to be on the spectrum somewhere where you just fall in love with inanimate objects.
Yeah.
It's got to be. But this is strange nonetheless to be fully involved with a car in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
You remember the last video we watched a couple seasons ago? There was a lady and she wasn't in a committed relationship. Remember, she was running around fucking the lamp and she's literally walking around in Germany and found some fence to be attractive and she started humping the fence.
Yeah. She jumped on it.
Unbelievable. Not Nathan. He's not that kind of guy. Yeah, he just wants you to know.
Committed.
Yeah, he's committed.
Because the subtle lines and curves. I'll give him a kiss here. And just kind of caress him down the side.
My initial reaction was...
Wait, let's see what her initial reaction is. This is his roommate.
This is Nathaniel's roommate, by the way. Looks like the kind of woman who would be Nathaniel's roommate.
Yes.
I'm just saying, but I'm not saying.
I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
But then I thought, I'm only paying $200 a month, so who cares if he's fucking his car?
And we're in a rent-controlled place.
Yeah, that's right. At first I thought it was weird, and then I humped his gear shift, and I said, well, yeah, he might be onto something. Objectophilia is when a person develops strong emotional and sexual relationship with inanimate objects. Some cases include attractions to roller coasters, an elevator, and the Eiffel Tower, which we've watched.
That.
That's right.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do. But I just absolutely love Chase. We always have such a good time together.
Oh, he's like tongue-kissing the car. That's kind of gross.
We always have such a good time
together.
And why
do the TLC editors keep showing a picture of the headlight? It's like tits, only it's a headlight.
Headlights like are flashing.
That we could show on TV. Here's more tits. This is just gratuitous car shots right here, TLC. This poor car. Leave him alone.
A lot of the same music I do.
He
loves the same music as I do. He likes the same music I do.
We're tuned into the same station.
We're tuned into the same station. When I put on Ario's Speedwagon, he gets excited.
He listens.
What?
Favorite song. It's Can't Fight This Feeling by Ario's Speedwagon.
I knew it.
You were right.
And what good relationship doesn't have a great song that they relate to, right?
Exactly.
I Can't Fight This Feeling is not the one I was thinking of right off the top of my head. I'd rather have Let It Go from Frozen than REO Speedwagons. I can't fight this feeling anymore. But far be it from me to judge someone else's relationship.
Sure.
I do get a guess how you buy something for your fiance or your wife. And then usually for his birthday, I try to do something special for him too. The favorite date would be going to the lookout area.
Oh, yeah. That's
lookout
where shit gets
mountain.
Weird. That's where shit gets weird. Nathan puts on the plastic seat covers and goes to town.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder. I'm just so fascinated. Do you think there's objectophile porn out there?
Problem.
I'm just wondering. I don't look at me like I'm weird. I'm just wondering if there's someone's fucking an object. I mean, listen.
There's probably any kind of porn out there. Women, any kind of porn.
Women fuck objects all the time, right? Guys fuck objects all the time. Pocket pussies and all that shit. So technically, I mean, theoretically, we're all objectophiles a little bit sometimes.
I don't think so.
Is it all that weird to go from
dildo? I'm not
going
to take my dildo to the lookout mountain.
No, you aren't.
And listen to music with it.
Just lean against him a little and just be with him mainly. Love you.
Relationship with Chase.
We have to talk, Nathan.
So warm.
Our communication isn't great. I've lost that loving feeling.
It was beyond dates and presents.
We have our times when we get sexual.
Nathan also boat. Listen to this. Listen to the fucking announcer. The announcer is like, sometimes it goes beyond emotional connections and conversations. Nathan fucks his car. Nathan goes to Pound Town on his 22 Celica. It's, by the way, this is a Celica. Yeah. It's a 1996 Celica. It's not the world's most
red.
Attractive car. Yeah. I think everyone of, like, when I worked at McDonald's, I think every one of the older people that worked at that McDonald's had a 1992 Celica. It's like the best selling car of 1992.
It's true.
$700 down, $3 a month, Celica. They don't need those anymore.
What's happening, good? You're handsome, man. Love you, baby.
Why is he still wearing his high school ring?
How old is he? Uncomfortable watching this.
That's because the way it's being filmed. It's like the cameraman is like he's focusing in on Nathan's face, and Nathan's
well,
like,
"It's at night too,
yeah, I know.
And his face is he's
well, when else
sweating,
are you gonna fuck a car?
He's sweating a little bit.
Well, maybe his lover should turn on the air conditioning.
Give that would him a be break. Helpful.
Roll down his windows. Give him a little breath. This is not this. This car is selfish. So selfish. It's about take. Yes. All he wants is a dick in his lighter socket. Never thinks about Nathan.
Chase
the car.
Chase. Oh, here we go with the headlight
more
again.
More headlight shots. Leave it up to TLC. There's just no need for that TLC. It's like Euphoria. I mean, just some nudity is okay, but not. Do you really have to show that hot girl's tits every 5 minutes? Yes, you do.
Yes.
Often as I like to lean over his fender and across his hood and do little things like that and kind of press up against him.
I think this might be unhygienic.
I think that's the least of Nathan's concerns. Nathan is literally leaning over the car, humping his hood, and Hoadley's worried about the hygiene. Have you seen some of the women I've slept with? More headlight shots, TLC. That's because there's not like maybe there's not much else to show.
I'd like to see the ass on this guy. Oh, yeah. We're really seeing the front.
Get me inside. I want to check out the back seat. That's right. Open and close those back doors a few times.
Speaking of tailpipes, I want to see this.
That's right. Stick Nathan in the trunk. Let him go to town. I want to hear the noises.
Underneath him. He really likes that. It's very special to make love to Chase.
I am worried for my friend.
Oh, is he whacking off under the car? I think that's what he's doing.
You may have people that don't understand and make fun of you.
Oh, my God.
Nathaniel's so attached to Chase, he rarely lets anyone else drive him and never lets Chase out of his sight for more than 24 hours.
Ugh.
There have been times.
Even 24 hours?
Because I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, even 24 hours seems like a lot. Yeah, I'm surprised he even goes to sleep at night. Why don't you sleep in the car? Save yourself on some rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, save up for a new model.
He's already committed to the roommate.
I know.
She's he been signed a
good,
a contract.
Yeah, she's been a good roommate.
She's understanding.
Hey, you want to have your boyfriend over for dinner?
Hey,
what's Chase doing tonight? Bring him on in. Let's watch a movie. No, you can't. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that's more popcorn for me.
I bet a drive-through is a drive-in movie.
That's right.
Is very popular with us
so,
for these date
what
nights.
What do you say we go to McDonald's and get ourselves to go through the drive-through?
Meep, meep.
And then hit the drive-in movie.
You cheap bastard. Meep, meep.
With him at work. His picture's on my desktop, so I see his face all the time.
it really bothered me.
Can you imagine the people at work, and he's got like a 92 Celica as his placeholder, screen like his screensaver? People are like talking in the break room, like, did anybody notice that Nathan's got a 92 Celica as a screensaver? Anybody want to tell Nathan it's 2022? No? Okay, just checking. Anyone else find it strange there's a picture of Nathan's dick sitting on the hood of a 92 Celica? Anybody else? No. Anybody else get that reply all with Nathan boning the rearview mirror of a 92 Celica? No? All right, let's just check it if anybody else found that odd. Well, that's right. We do need an IT guy. Let's just leave him alone. He's seen my dick pics, too.
The IT guy.
When he gets dinged or scratched, if something were ever to happen to Chase, my heart would just stop. I just have to gather myself here. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, she's crying.
Yeah, it's wow. A real condition.
I am concerned for Nathaniel emotion-wise. I think life would be easier.
She don't say. Change. This roommate's tuned in.
I am concerned.
I am concerned for Nathan.
His
but
emotional state.
He buys groceries most weeks, so you know,
he's
what am I going to do?
He's got this good paying IT job. Right.
He's got this great paying IT job, and I've been unemployed for the last 12 to 13 months. So what I'll do is I'll go clean up the semen around Chase after when he's at work. It's a good deal. Works out for both of us. That was really hard to get cum out of the floor mats. Just letting you know.
Love you.
Anyone else here notice that Nathan's got some lady cleaning out his car every morning? No? Just me? Okay. Everybody dumb here in this office? No one else wants to say what I'm thinking. Chase is fucking his car.
Daniel's roommate, Kim, is one of the few people who know the full extent of his love life.
They're outside on the deck.
I know, they're having a big talk.
It's because I don't know the response I'm going to get.
Well, you're going to figure it out now.
A little bit of disgust that somebody may have.
But Nathaniel's biggest fear is how his relationship could affect his career as a customer service technician.
The headlights.
A the goddamn headlights, TLC. This is a 7-minute video, 4.5 minutes of which is one of the two headlights of this car. I'm telling you, it's like it's just gratuitous car shots. But if nothing else except for the headlight, it's as if the car doesn't have any other parts right. Except for the headlight.
Everybody found out and would be worried that it may
maybe the camera guy is attracted to the car
right,
too.
That's
when
true.
They say, hey, Jimmy, can you go get some B-roll?
Get some shots.
Yeah, I guess I could. What is it? It's a 92 Celica down over there in Arkansas.
Fire engine red.
92 Celica. Oh, man. You're bringing back memories. I don't know about this one, guys. It's a long story. When I was a teenager, I fucked a 92 Celica. I can't get it out of my head. All right, I guess I'll go. Hey, Chase, don't tell Nathan. Can I take some headlight shots of you? Oh, Jimmy, come in here.
I'll make him artistic.
Yeah. Jimmy, we're editing episode 177, and we noticed there's only B-roll of the headlights.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I said get B-roll of the car, and you brought back headlight shots.
No, I'm sorry, guys. The other footage isn't really usable because it's me fucking a Celica. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I told you not to fuck the cars on set, Jimmy. That's it. You're on Bigfoot duty for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, shucks, guys. You know I hate Bigfoot. All those guys do is stand around, run, and yell and scream. I found it. But they didn't really find anything. Fuckers.
It's my job. But I love him to death. I wouldn't trade him for the world. Good night, baby.
Literally.
Good night, baby.
Trade him.
I'm going to give you a hand job right here under your oil pan. That's a good one. That's a good one. And listen, I want to clarify this all by saying this is all in good fun. If you're an objectophile, if you happen to be one of the 30 people on earth that's an objectophile, I don't give a shit who you love. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're good in my book, including Nathan. It's just fun to have a little fun. Listen, if you knew my sex life, you would also be having a grand old time talking about it too. And we do all the time. You know, it's just it's strange to watch somebody.
Yeah, you think? It's like, that's why TLC is exploiting it.
And yeah, exactly. Running that's why TLC, you know how much they pay Nathan? Like $150 right. in a tuna fish sandwich that's 2 days old. It's yeah. like, yeah. And they make $50,000 off mm-hmm. every commercial spot. And
maybe they threw in a special car wash.
That's right. they gave him a detail. Don't touch my Celica. And I want you to know, I want you to take solace in the fact that Chrissy and I are not exploiting Nathan because we don't make any money on this show. So
TLC's already done it.
Oh, TLC's already done it. They're one step ahead of us. And they caught up with another lady who I think has maybe an equally as disturbing habit. But would you like to hear another strange addiction? Do you want to get into another strange addiction?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's put on the reaction shot.
Let's
go up here. And I'm going to press the old playinator on the old TCB computer Midor. Here we go.
We're in Detroit.
My name is Nicole. I'm 26 years old. I'm a single parent.
Good for you.
I live in Detroit, Michigan.
By the way, I have a newfound respect for single parents I became a father. God damn, absolutely. That's really fucking difficult, yes. man. That's really fucking difficult.
Yeah, especially truly, truly single, like with the other parents not in the picture at all.
Not in the picture whatsoever. Yeah. You are fucking heroes, mm-hmm. especially if you manage to have a kid with a semblance of his head on his shoulders. God bless America. That's got to be the hardest mm-hmm. thing to do. Astrid and I, there's four hands and two relatively intelligent, one relatively intelligent human being in the equation. It's difficult to raise children.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here she is, single mom. What is she up to? What could she possibly be up to?
Right.
We'll find out.
And I'm addicted to eating drywall.
Addicted to eating drywall.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Your house is not going to appreciate in value when you're eating the walls. Can you imagine? That's something that I didn't think about. It's like she's eating her house, literally, from the inside out.
Strange addictions are eating stuff, I've noticed.
I think that's probably what I think, you know. I don't think it's hard to have an eating disorder, to be honest with you. Like, you know, I'll get on, like, whatever, Choco Cocoa Puffs or whatever it is, you know, whatever crazy cereal, and I'll eat it for 6 months at a time.
Yeah.
I'll literally have a bowl of it.
Sold as food.
It's what?
It's sold as food.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Well, whether or not it is a different story altogether. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Oh.
I am literally eating my house.
Ugh.
Nicole has been addicted to eating drywall for over 7 years.
How do you eat drywall for 7 years and not end up hospitalized permanently? I know it's chalk. I understand. It's just basically like chalky type substance and some paper. But there's got to be chemicals in it some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Started innocently with a bite of chalk.
Who the fuck starts eating chalk innocently? What is that?
Yeah, like an innocent little nibble of chalk.
I deep throated some of that teacher chalk.
I was hungry
chalk.
One day, and just there was nothing else around. Just let me try this chalk.
I was hungry. It was parent teacher day, and I said, "Excuse me, if you're not going to eat that, do you mind?"
Started off innocently. Mm-hmm. It's progressed, obviously.
Chalk to drywall because drywall tastes better.
Does she have braces or is that like a grill?
No, she has braces.
Okay.
So the lady who eats chalk has braces. So, I mean, who eats drywall?
That puts a whole other level. You know, like did you ever have braces?
I didn't.
I had braces just on my top teeth and I remember just the cleaning of that, you know, little things getting in, you have to keep them clean. I can only
imagine what it's like to have drywall.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
Do I have anything in my teeth? Yes, your house. Yeah. Shonda, listen, I don't mean to cause a stir here at Thanksgiving dinner or anything, but I got a big hole in my wall. And I noticed you didn't flush the toilet. And it looks like a big chalk poop. Is that you? Oh, man.
I got a hole in my wall, and you're not hungry for turkey.
That's
anymore.
Right. You're not. All of a sudden, you don't like my turkey. You loved my turkey last year. What happened to my turkey? Not good enough for you? I noticed you brought a big piece of drywall with you. What if she just like drags in a piece of drywall
and
for
a bottle of wine?
And a bottle of wine. I brought appetizers. Do you have a platter? I'll cut this up and serve it. I don't mind. Everyone's going to love this.
Drywall board.
Yeah, this is Home Depot shit. This is not none of that cheap shit you get at the supply store. This is Home Depot quality drywall.
Now, Nicole ingests drywall up to 6 times a day.
I love the smell of drywall, the texture of it, the taste.
Drywall does not smell like anything.
No.
I have worked with drywall. I have built houses. This does not smell like anything.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it has a smell, but it's like smells like paper. That's what it smells
Maybe
like.
Maybe you can get gourmet drywall.
drizzle some, like, you know, burbank on it. Yeah. Then I'll tell you about Welcome to Chez Lala. Welcome to Chez Lala. My name is Brion. I'll be taking care of you today. The chef recommends the chef's tasting menu. If you want to put on your menu, a tasting menu for $770, we have one glass of wine and 17 courses. Let me explain what's first. First, it's a piece of pink chalk with a lemon beurre blanc, soured by the raspberry jus, with essence of flafla, with essence of pipi de Mickey. Oh, and then we move on to the main course, which is a 2x4
stuffed. She's stuffed, yeah, drywall.
She's drywall stuffed 2x4, baked in the oven at 400 degrees in parchment paper. We serve it. We bring it to the table. I cut it open. You get the essence of the drywall and the 2x4. It is delicious. That is soaked in a screw au jus.
Oh,
I will
God.
Pick the screws out for you. Don't worry. This is delicious. And then for dessert, we have raspberry rafter souffle.
Creme de choc.
Creme de rivets.
Creme de choc.
Creme de choc. I sprinkle some choc. I sprinkle some choc.
Grater. Would you care for some extra chalk?
Would you like some chalk on your romaine, on your Caesar salad? I'd like to talk to the chef. My ceiling fan is is not cooked all the way. I have a doorknob in my drywall entree. This is unacceptable. A drywall with a side of drywall mud. You're going to love it. It's delicious. Everybody's ordering it tonight. Look at all these people.
Crazy.
People's teeth just falling out everywhere.
They're selling out of wine, though. I mean, that makes you thirsty. Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Classico.
That's right. Piente Classico. Send them some drywall and a bottle of Classico.
It's on me.
Trust me. If Tino thought they would eat the drywall, Tino would have ripped it off the place himself.
Nicole.
There's some drywall in the closet. Yeah. Oh, God.
I love everything about drywall. Just kind of like a chalky taste. And I probably eat about this much a day.
Just for reference, she's talking about like a foot by a foot of drywall. That's a fucking
shitload. Like the size of your head.
Yeah, that's a lot of drywall to get. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any experience. But
that seems like a lot.
I mean, come on. You're just being ridiculous now. Save some for the rest of us. Nicole eats about a third of a square meter of drywall wall a week. That's 93 square meters a year.
I can find it.
93 square meters.
Oh, my
meters.
God. She's pulling it apart.
She's pulling
from
it
the
off
wall,
of her walls on
next
the house.
To the electrical.
Electric box.
Like, at least start a clean hole.
Oh, my God.
At least don't go to the electrical. Start a clean hole.
With your drywall, would you like some lemon-flavored light switches? A three-way, perhaps? Maybe a fader? Up and down, up and down, up and down? Mochiante Classico? Yes, sir, by the way. Don't worry, I have a defibrillator standing on standby in case you start choking. By the way, well, I don't want to get off on a total sidetrack, but did you hear Bob Odenkirk's story about how he was dead for like 18 minutes and they brought him back, the guy who plays Better Call Saul?
Of course, I know who he is. I know he had an accident or a heart attack on set.
He was dead by his account, 18 minutes, wow. And they did CPR on him for 12 minutes and they could not bring him back. They could not get a pulse. And then the nurse on the set went out, got the defibrillator and paddled him 3 times before they got a signal.
Oh, my God.
And he was telling the story that professionals, doctors told him, usually paddles are a one and done. If mm-hmm. you don't get it by the first time, you're not going to get it. But she tried again, and they're like, even in the case when you do it a second time,
yeah.
you're not expecting anything. And
I'm so almost, happy he's okay.
Holy shit, jeez. Dude. That's a scary, scary thing.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul. Can't wait for the new season.
I can't either. Ah. I love him. He's a great actor.
So good.
For instance, my friend's house, and sometimes my grandmother's house.
Oh. Don't be doing that to Grandma's house.
Here comes Shonda.
Grandma's
lock
hands.
The doors.
Yeah. Is that a Bill Withers song?
Hey, Grandma. How
so
are
good
you?
To see you.
So good to see you. No, I wanted to come over.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold out tonight. I want to make sure you have your blankets and your cup. I'll be right back, Grandma. I'm just going to go check on something real quick here in the bathroom. Don't be eating my drywall. I'm not. I can hear you in there. It's not me. Squirrels.
This is the hole in my wall that I've created by picking. And I've been picking at it for like 2 months.
Jesus.
I take a piece like this and I take it and I break it.
I mean, what a visual representation of what's going on in your stomach. Like, if you have to look at a hole in your wall every day and realize that that's going down your throat, don't you think that would stop you from doing it?
Yeah, there's not even any kind of little blanket or something to cover the.
Yeah, put a poster there or something.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple of Pearl Jam posters if you want to give me a call. Worth thousands.
Right. Oh.
Ugh.
There are a different kind of drywall. Some are thicker than others. Some just, they don't taste the same.
She is now at the supply store buying drywall.
Over there. That one has a nasty taste.
This is like her farmer's market.
I know.
She goes to the supply store on Saturday morning. Yeah. I'll take one of those.
Welcome to Lowe's.
One of those. One of those.
We got some fresh nails straight from China. I don't know if you're interested. Hot off the presses. It's delicious. Get them while they're good.
A fresher taste to me.
A
Nicole's
fresher
addiction
taste.
Spiraled out of control when her mother died 5 years ago.
The loss of my sister has been very, very hard on Nikki. But she's trying to stand strong. But it does really bite her.
Well, she's going to stay strong. She's eating fucking drywall. Yeah. That girl's going to fucking stiffen up pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's just like...
How do you... The bathroom situation seems like that does not
I
work.
Don't even know. I mean, listen...
She definitely needs yeah. a squatty potty.
Yeah. The rest of this gets into all the emotional shit that I don't like, and they try and stop her and all that other stuff. I mean, listen, I can understand having some real legitimate concern for your sister if she's eating drywall, tons of it, for 7 fucking years. You know you got to end up in the hospital at some point. There, but apparently, I don't know, maybe your body just absorbs it, and it's just...
The body's an amazing thing.
The body is a wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Your hood is a wonderland. Let Nathan take you.
Your liver can really
man.
Clean a lot.
Yeah.
Out. As we know.
I wonder if Nathan's a bottom or a top. I'm just. Oh man, I'll tell you what. Who wouldn't fall in love with a car? Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
A lot of people do.
Want it.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't want to go to Frank Ruby? All right, that's it. That's all we're going to do for today because we love you. We're going to let you get back to work or whatever you're doing.
That flew raced by.
Yeah.
That show raced by.
It really did. The guy picked up on the fun. I got it. In your 92 Celica. That's the thing. I've driven in those cars so many times because of my friends that they don't race by.
They don't.
Yeah, you got to run them across the carpet a couple times before they get going. Oh, my gosh. I love a good My Strange Addiction episode. That's all I got to say.
I mean, it is very interesting.
All right. Well, so listen, here's the deal. Chrissy and I are going to play a series of games coming up in some episodes in the future, like in the early summer, and we want some people to play along with us. There'll be prizes included. So if you're interested, tcbpodcast.com. Click on the Contact Us button and drop us a line. Tell us you're interested in playing games, or 661-237-8296. 661, best, the number 2, Y-O as in yo. Hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Content you can't find anywhere else, both there and on YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Please subscribe if you don't mind. It's, just an extra layer of...
It's a companion.
GCB. It's a companion to the show.
Yes.
And we also have some content that we only do for YouTube. It's called In the Studio. We pick a topic that's timely and we run with it for about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're interested in that, go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, love us, like us, hate us, whatever. Just get to that YouTube channel. we're looking to be YouTube influencers.
Yeah.
An episode on influencer houses coming up.
Oh.
Wait, content creator houses. You know about this?
I know all about this.
There's a contest going on right now.
Uh-huh.
And wait till you hear what I have in store for you. You in Kiev, in Odessa, in Kharkiv. We see you, we hear you, we love you, we're behind you. Kick some fucking Putin ass. I know these poor Russian kids too, man. It's all a big fucking mess.
Yeah.
But we're with you. And if you're, God bless, alive and listening for some reason, I don't know. We hope we gave you a break. And we stand behind you. TCB,
yes.
Absolutely. Okay, that's all we can do for today. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And until next time, we must say, we always say, and we do say,
bye.